For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Aretha Franklin's private funeral will be held on Friday in Detroit. Her death reportedly was caused by neuroendocrine tumors of the pancreas. Attacking endocrine cells, it differs from the pancreatic cancer attacking exocrine cells that people tend to think leads to a swift death. In fact, Franklin lived with the condition for a number of years. I went to the Herbert Herman Cancer Center at Lansing's Sparrow Hospital to learn about these different forms of cancer. Dr. Nathan Jones explains that neuroendocrine cancers are rare, only about 2% of pancreatic cancer cases. So, the causes are not as well known or recognized.
It appears that there probably is a smoking linkage. There probably is a high-fat diet linkage. There potentially is a linkage with chronic pancreatitis, which may have a high alcohol intake linkage. There are certain genetic predispositions that these patients can have, some of which we have recognized and can actually recognize the gene for, others of which we see a family history and we believe there's a genetic linkage, but we haven't identified the specific gene. Another thing that people will ask about is they'll say, what symptoms will I have with a pancreas cancer? And early pancreas cancer, oftentimes there's no symptom, and that's why it's hard to find these things early. With the more advanced disease, the primary thing that will typically happen is it can grow to the size where it creates blockages in the bile ducts. And so this can create some backup. There can be problems with digestion. There can be problems with jaundice or the skin or eyes turning yellow. There can be itching. There can be digestive problems where the bowels will change in consistency. And then you can also have some pain or nausea or vomiting associated with this. But that typically is showing that the disease is already a little bit more advanced.
We've been told that Aretha Franklin died from neuroendocrine cancer of the pancreas. How is that different?
There's a wide variety of how these patients can present, and their treatment course can take a wide variety of forms. These neuroendocrine pancreas cancers can be what we call a neuroendocrine tumor that isn't oftentimes referred to as much as a cancer because it doesn't have a high likelihood of spreading to other areas or being fatal. There's others that we refer to as neuroendocrine carcinoma that are much higher grade that tend to behave much more aggressively.
Aretha Franklin, we've been told, lived with this diagnosis for 8 years. Is that particularly typical or unusual?
If this were an exocrine pancreas cancer, then that would be an outlier, although we certainly do see those sorts of survival in certain patients, but it would definitely be an outlier. For a neuroendocrine pancreas cancer, that's definitely something that we can see, and very oftentimes patients with a neuroendocrine tumor may not die of their disease ever.
To what extent is surgery the method of treatment that's chosen as opposed to radiation treatment?
It depends on the cell type, and it depends on the extent of disease at the time that it's diagnosed. In exocrine pancreas cancer, when surgery is possible, that is the gold standard of how the patient should be treated. Chemotherapy has a very strong role in its treatment, and in certain instances, radiation will also come into play. For neuroendocrine tumors, it depends on the grade of the tumor. For certain high-grade tumors, then radiation and chemotherapy have very important roles. But for many low-grade tumors or tumors that are very localized, then surgery is the mainstay of treatment.
One other case that people may be familiar with was that of Steve Jobs, who we understand had the neuroendocrine tumor form of this disease. And people know that he was ill for quite some time, but also highly functional for a very long time with that diagnosis.
That's true. And really, when I hear neuroendocrine pancreas cancer, it's hard for me to know without having more details what the expected outcome for that particular patient would be. There are certain very high-grade ones that behave in a similar way to a small cell lung cancer, which tends to be an aggressive disease. There are others which tend to be very treatable, and patients will likely live a full life only having to manage certain symptoms.
Dr. Nathan Jones, a radiation oncologist at Sparrow Hospital in Lansing. Dr. Jones, thank you.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate the time.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.